Let's talk about embracing change in our businesses, evaluating whether you need to make a change, and how to implement and start to monitor whether the change is working in your business. Welcome back, mompreneurs, to another episode of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast, where we celebrate the beautiful journey of starting and growing your business as a mom and juggling life and everything that happens in between. I'm your host, Angela Mashuli. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really want to just say thank you for listening and congratulate you because listening to a podcast like this means that you are investing in yourself and therefore investing in your business. Because especially as small business owners, our businesses only grow to the extent that we do. And personally and professionally as leaders, it's so important. So, you know, pat yourself on the back for just being engaged and interested in learning how to improve. And this episode, we're going to talk about change. And I've been thinking about this episode for a while, and it's been really interesting how I get a thought about an episode and things start happening around me in my real life that beyond the podcast that just kind of reinforce that idea. So I think that's so interesting. But let me tell you a little story about change and something I've experienced myself. So I had a certain software that I was using for course development, and I learned about this program from one of the industry leaders in courses, in creating courses and selling courses. So I really felt that I had to be married to this software that worked for this industry leader. And I continued for months and months to try and make it work for me. Although at the very outset of using it, I did not like it. The interface just was not appealing to me. I didn't think that the course as it was delivered looked very well. The back end was very clunky. A gazillion steps. I just did not like it from the get-go. So 4 months and months, I continued to use this software. It was very expensive. And it just kept nagging me that I don't like this software. And at one point, I realized that it was keeping me stuck. I was staying stagnant and not creating things that I was feeling compelled to create, not pursuing ideas that I had to offer to you as a listener just because I hated the software so much. And I recently made the decision last month to completely leave that software. They tried to keep me with a special promo offer. I declined it. I realized we had to break up. I had to say goodbye. You know, I don't know if it was the software or me, but it was not a match made in heaven. I know there are millionaires who have created empires using the software. It just was not for me. So I learned a really important lesson to recognize earlier when something doesn't jive with me in my business, to cut my losses much sooner, not to wait months and months, not to anticipate, oh, at some point it's going to click with me because it works for so-and-so, it should work for me. That's not always the case. So I've been thinking about creating this episode about change management and change in your business. And this week I had a great conversation with one of the leaders in the entrepreneurial world on this topic, Michael Lopez. He was recently named one of the top rising entrepreneurs in 2024. And he was also invited into a private LinkedIn group of global leaders. And, you know, really one of his specialties is helping businesses, you know, with their change and understand how to implement that. And, you know, one of the most important things that you can learn in your business and in life actually is managing change. And I was also recently listening to one of my favorite podcasts, The Diary of a CEO, and Steve Bartlett was interviewing a former CIA agent. And as a CIA agent, you are trained on all of these different things, you know, self-defense, espionage, all of those things. But one of the things they also teach you is the ability to handle change and what advantage that gives you over everybody else, because it's not natural to embrace change or to handle it well. So if that is something you can do better than others as a human, then you have a dramatic step ahead of other people around you. So let's talk about change, the importance of change, management, and how to implement change, and all of those things that you're gonna need to know when the inevitable situation arises that you're gonna have to make a change in your business. So let's talk about some of the key signs that you're gonna feel when you need to make a change. So those might be declining sales, a lack of growth, feeling burnout, a loss of passion for your work. So if you're feeling any of those, then start to get curious about what might be causing those. And again, I'll tell you another story. Before I hired my virtual assistant, I was feeling a lot of burnout. And I knew I had to make a change, but hiring a virtual assistant is one of the hardest things I had to do in my business, and I'm so glad I did. Shout out to Madison. Thank you for helping me grow in my business and personally. So I, anytime we have to make a change, take a moment and think about the last time you had to make a change in your life. We don't like it. It's uncomfortable. But usually growth and expansion is on the other side of change. So once you start to understand that, you start to run towards change instead of trying to run away from change. And then if you have a framework through which you can embrace change and implement it, then all the better, right? When you are going to make a change, your next step, you've identified, okay, I need to make a change, and you get curious about what is causing your pain point, then you're going to start evaluating your options. So with me, with my course, I started looking at other applications that I could use that I knew other people had used in the industry. And I started watching reviews. I started getting really curious about what it is that I wanted to see that I wasn't seeing with this other application. So I started doing some research. Just like with a virtual assistant, I knew that there were many benefits of hiring a virtual assistant. And so I started getting really curious about the things that I could have a virtual assistant do for me that was causing me a lot of burnout. Research is going to be your next step. Then you want to talk about and think about some of the strategies for implementing that change. So with the course, I had to begin thinking about how I would transfer the videos, the script, the workbook, all of the information from one application to another. And then I had to put into place some kind of system for doing that. So I simply just started making a list of how I would do that, looking at the application I chose after my research to use based on cost and its features and usability. Then I started putting in a process, like not only how I would do that change, but also all the different places that I would need to update links that had my old course, and where, like, from my website to my Pinterest boards to podcast episodes I talked about it, to posts, to all of the things. So thinking about a process by which you would implement that change is really important. And then you want to think too about how are you going to measure whether your change is successful. And then you want to talk about all of the key stakeholders. So for my course, the people who had already enrolled in my course were stakeholders. My assistant is a stakeholder. She would need to be able to make that change. And then, you know, of course, me too, I would have to make some changes on the back end of things as well. So I made a list of all of those things. So then I started implementing the change, right? So some practical tips for making the change, it's just really creating that detailed action plan. You want to stay committed to the process and adjust your strategies as needed, as you're implementing things. If you think things will need adjusting during the process, make space for that. I expected it to be much more difficult to transfer my course from one platform to another. And it actually was really much easier, and it didn't take as much work as I anticipated. So that was a little change in my action plan. When I hired an assistant, if we want to use that example too, I had a detailed list of things that I wanted my assistant to help me with. And then I had some ideas for where we would go once we got a basic set of things accomplished. And then really, when it comes to an assistant, it's really important to make changes incrementally. You can't expect on day one that you're going to be able to do 10 things all at once. And I talked to some great virtual assistants on the podcast, and I'm thinking of Molly Rose Speed, and I'll leave a link to her interview in the show notes if you're looking to hire a virtual assistant, that incremental change with an assistant is really important, and that maybe doing a new application or a new task once a month or something like that, and really giving your assistant time to adapt to one thing at a time, because it's super hard to just throw a bunch of things at somebody and expect them to do them well right from the get-go. It's virtually impossible, and everybody's going to be super burnt out. So once you have identified that you need to make a change, then you start assessing what it is that's causing your problem. You're putting together an action plan, you're implementing the change, and then you're going to evaluate how the change is going. So for me, when it comes to the course, I've already seen more registrations and more completions for a couple of reasons. Once, I feel more excited about my course because I'm not frustrated by the platform. Two, we were having a lot of technical issues where students who were enrolling were not being able to complete the course, and we couldn't get to the bottom as to why. So that is really promising. We're getting better outcomes. And because I feel more confident about the platform and the course on the platform, I am promoting it more. I'm happier to do that. I feel better about it. So we're getting more people registering. So I think overall, it was absolutely the choice that I needed to make. And then when it comes to VA, oh my gosh, it has absolutely created so much more time freedom, brain power space for me to be able to do more creative things in my business. And it's also made me a better person in developing more processes and getting really clear about what I want, and then also clear about how I want to implement certain tasks. So it has made me a better person, a better leader, it has given me more time freedom and helped me grow my business and better processes. So all around, I have totally been so happy and had so much growth on the other side of the changes that I really resisted. And that can be another sign that you want and need to make a change. Is there's something that's kind of nagging at you that you're resisting. That's usually something that you need to change. So I hope this is helpful for you. If you're in your business right now and something is causing some issues for you and you're just not sure, as an online business owner, as a mom, it can be very isolating. I totally get it. So stay tuned for my interview this summer with Michael Lopez, such a reflective and mindful person. So great. I really love that interview. So stay tuned for that. You want to be sure that you're subscribed to the podcast. We have so many great interviews coming up. We're already recording for October. So we have so many great episodes in the queue for you. You want to stay tuned. And then two, I'm going to leave some links to some other great interviews, but I'm going to leave a link to my new 5 Keys to Confidence mini course on the new platform. I'm going to leave it in the show notes. You can check it out there. Then two, if you are struggling with change in your business, if you are really feeling that you don't know how to implement a change, if you're feeling stuck, there is absolutely growth on the other side of that. And I recently started working with a new coach that I also needed to implement some changes that I knew I needed to make. And so, I mean, we need to hear that reflective person. It's so hard to implement this on your own. So I'm going to invite you, if you're feeling that you're in that situation where you need to make some changes, I have my application in the show notes where you can reach out to me, let me know what's going on, what's causing you issues in your business. You can apply for coaching with me. I have either confidence coaching or mom business coaching. So let me know in the application what's causing you issues, and then we can set up a free call to talk about it. And one thing I really love working with clients on change is the biggest thing that they tell me in my business is when they start talking to me and start working with me is that they feel so much calmer. So if you need some calm in the midst of the overwhelm, you know, if that sounds like something that you need, let's chat, because that's definitely the effect I have on my clients, because I just hold space for the possibility that we can handle it together and it just works out. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. Check out the links in the show notes to my new free course and the application for coaching. And you can connect with me at mombusinesscoach.com. You'll find all of my social links there. You can also check out our new YouTube channel, which was named one of the top mompreneur channels to watch in 2024. We got 10,000 views last week. So proud of that. So be sure to go to mombusinesscoach.com so you can go to our YouTube channel link there. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode. We have a new interview every Monday. And then every other week, I do a solo episode like this one. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss one of our episodes. This is your host, Angela Michuli, signing off another episode of the Good Enough Mompreneur Podcast. Keep shining, keep striving. You got this, mama. And I can't wait to talk to you next time.